This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Chase Yerian, please note the following medical letter, period. First name Chase, C-H-A-S-E. Last name Yarian, Y-A-R-I-A-N. On July 3rd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, well over 3,000 pages, as well as took the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 40-year-old male, height 5'8" tall, weight 150 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident while performing a DoorDash delivery, period. This accident occurred on or about March 27th, 2022, period. He was the driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was rear-ended and pushed into another vehicle, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in an SUV and was hit by a box truck, period. No airbags deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. His chest hit the steering wheel, period. His neck hit the back of the seat, period. He had pain, immediate pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, chest, comma, right wrist, comma, right lower extremity, comma, right hip, trauma, and aggravation of his prior anxiety and PTSD, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having pain and difficulty in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. The patient did have a prior herniated disc in his neck, and this pain was aggravated by this automobile accident, period. His recent neck pain was treated with physical therapy, medication, and a couple injections, period. The neck pain is described as constant and piercing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms to the elbows, period. The right is greater than the left, period. This automobile accident aggravated his pre-existing neck pain by 25%, period. The pain down his arms is 15% worse since this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The patient's low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. It is described as a constant stabbing and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the feet, period. The right is greater than the left, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen at the VA in Indianapolis. He was treated and released after x-rays, medication, and a CAT scan, period. He followed up outpatient at the Indianapolis VA a few times. He went to the Battle Creek VA and given a couple neck injections, period. He was seen at the VA in South Bend, where he lives now, for follow-up, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, sports, comma, basketball, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, standing over an hour, comma, walking over 2 miles, comma, and problems with sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include Flexeril, Cymbalta, Buspar, and medicines for nightmares, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and exercises. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for anxiety, depression, and PTSD. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals surgery to the right ankle. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient had a prior herniated disc in the neck from Army activities, as well as lifting. The onset was 2005, period. He never had injections in his neck until this automobile accident, period. This automobile accident aggravated his prior neck pain by 25%, period. The patient never injured his low back in the past. However, I called him after reviewing the recent medical records for further clarification. And he did have a prior herniated disc in the lumbar spine from his military duties, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in 2004 where he injured his right ankle. He sprained it with some permanency. It was treated with an air cast, physical therapy, and medication, period. The patient does not have a history of work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a cook full-time with pain, period. He missed 1 month of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, there are over 3,000 pages. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent reports. Radiographic studies done in the time frame of March to April of 2022. Thoracic spine, three views. No acute compression fracture of the thoracic spine. X-ray exam of the lumbosacral spine. No acute compression fracture or dislocation of the lumbosacral spine. Complete cervical spine, three X-rays. No acute fracture or dislocation of the cervical spine. Three views of the shoulder, unremarkable right shoulder, period. Complete cervical spine, once again, no acute abnormalities. CT of the lumbar spine, March 28, 2022. No fracture of the lumbar spine. Two L4-L5 disc herniation and L5-S1 disc bulge, period. CT of the lower extremity, no acute fracture of the hip or right femur identified, period. Three views of the wrist, no acute displaced fracture. X-rays of the wrist and hand and forearm, no acute displaced fractures, period. Three or more of the hand. No acute displaced fracture of the right forearm, wrist or hand, period. Pelvis X-rays, no acute fracture or malalignment, period. Pelvis, no acute fracture or malalignment. X-rays of the lower leg, no acute fracture or malalignment, ankle, three or more views, no definite acute fracture or dislocation of the right ankle. Examination of the foot, no definite acute fracture or dislocation of the right ankle, period. End of report. Rodebush VA records, March 27th, 2022. The history is MVC around 1 p.m. today, period. Rear-ended at City Street speeds, period. And then his car hit the car in front of him, period. He was at a complete stop when rear-ended, period. Diffuse right lower extremity pain since MVA, period. Right wrist pain as well, period. States he has PTSD and the wreck shook him up, period. Toradol was given to him in the ED, as well as a thumb spica placed on the right hand, period. He is to return in 7 to 10 days for repeat x-rays of the wrist with his PCP. He was given a prescription for Norco, ibuprofen, and Tylenol. He was discharged home, period. Rodebush VA, March 27th, complaint of right hip pain, period. Presents with a history of being rear-ended 12 hours ago, and his car hit the car in front of him, period. He was seen after the crash, and x-rays were negative, period. Continues to have right hip pain not improved by hydrocodone or ibuprofen, period. Assessment says post-MVC has a bulging disc L4-5 and L5-S1. Will add Flexeril, period. Complains of flashback and anxiety started today. Feels anxious and can't stop thinking about the accident, period. Assessment, PTSD, anxiety, discharged home, period. On March 28th, 2022, CT of the lumbar spine was done. The indication was pain after MVC. They also did a CT of the lower extremity, period. State's been to the ED three times, twice today and one time yesterday, due to rear-ended in an MVA, period, having flashbacks of the accident, period. March 29th, Rodebush VA, uncontrollable panic attacks and flashbacks, period. This is since the recent MVA, period. March 30th, 2022, Rodebush VA. Pain today is in the neck, comma, back, comma, right wrist, comma, and right groin down to the right leg, period. Anxiety is ongoing. Has disc herniation at L4-5, comma, L5-S1. Told patient I cannot know if these were caused by or worsened by MVA, period. He had cervical spine x-ray, continued steroids, Norco course, comma, NSAID, comma, and anxiety medicines, period. March 31st, 2022, Rodebush VA, complains of anxiety order. He agrees to need for therapy, period. April 3rd, 2022, Rodebush VA, complains of right-sided back pain, period. Pain since his MVA 1 week ago, period. Returned March 28th for CT of the lumbar spine and CT of the lower extremities, period. Showed lumbar disc bulges, period. March 9th, 2022, Rodebush VA. Persistent and diffuse back pain status post auto accident about 3 weeks ago, period. November 14th, 2022. Rodebush VA complains of flare-up pain, lower back pain, comma, neck, comma, shoulder, comma, right ankle, period. History of MVA 6 months ago, period. Reordered hydrocodone, period. March 16th, 2022, Rodebush VA, chiropractor new evaluation, period. Neck, shoulder, low back pain, MVA 6 months ago, period. Rodebush VA, December 15th, 2022, presents today with neck and shoulder pain, period. Hundreds more pages of records were reviewed, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, In reviewing the medical records, it found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 27th, 2022, were all reasonable, comma, appropriate, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy. Two, aggravation of prior herniated nucleus pulposus in the neck. Three, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy. Four, aggravation of prior L4-L5 herniated nucleus pulposus and L5-S1 bulging disc. Number five, right wrist trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Six, right lower extremity trauma, comma, pain, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Seven, right hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number eight, aggravation of prior anxiety and PTSD, period. The above eight diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of March 27, 2022, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, I'm confident in stating that there is permanent impairment to both the cervical and lumbar regions as a result of the March 27, 2022 automobile accident, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in both the cervical and lumbar regions for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in both the cervical and lumbar regions as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Some injections in the neck and lumbar regions would cost approximately $4,500, period. Surgery was not discussed, but as he ages would certainly need to be considered, due to the difficulties in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. The cause of this surgery would certainly not be entirely from this automobile accident, but it would be a contributing factor, period. Ongoing over-the-counter topical and analgesic medications would cost approximately $95 a month, period. A back brace would cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed an extensive amount of the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed oral consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.